On this episode of Rock Down South, we sit down and chat with Austin Tolliver. We talk all about his debut album and much, much more. We hope y'all enjoy.
Yo, 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 what up, everybody? This is Austin Tolliver, your boy. You are listening to Rock Down South. Let's go.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Rock Down South, a show my friends and I chat with musical artists and ask them the questions we want to know about. Today, we sit down and talk with Austin Tolliver. And to describe his music is actually quite difficult because it sounds like country, but then it also kind of sounds like hip hop as well. But I wouldn't classify him as a country rapper entirely. We get in a little bit about this topic, but what we really talk about is his debut album titled Ride For Me, which is out April 22nd. This is a super fun episode, and Austin is definitely one of our most animated guests. He's super fun to talk with and has me cracking up many times throughout the interview. So without further ado, here's the show. Austin, what's up? How you doing, man?
What's going on, fam? I appreciate you having me on today.
Hey, thank you so much for jumping on. I know we caught you right here before you going into a sound check for a show, right?
Oh, yeah, man. We're about to hit this sound check in Abilene, Texas.
Nice, nice. Abilene, Texas. You played there before?
No, actually. This is my first time playing here, and it's funny because my mom is from here. She grew up here and everything.
Oh, wow. You're originally from Louisiana, right?
Yeah, I kind of grew up all over the place, but spent the majority of my childhood in Louisiana, yeah.
Whereabouts in Louisiana?
Shreveport.
Okay. Are you able to do a good Louisiana accent?
I mean, I can kind of go down into that waterhole. You never know what you're going to run into, my man. That's about all I got.
Were there people around you that just had those accents all the time?
No, actually, North Louisiana is a little different, man. So, like, a lot of people from Louisiana will say North Louisiana is essentially just East Texas.
Mm. Okay. That makes sense.
And it's kind of like if you go south of I-10, that's Cajun country, right? Like, my brother-in-law, Brandon Landry, he's married to my sister. That boy is Cajun, right? Now, you go north of I-10, you ain't going to run into many Cajuns.
Interesting. So where are you based out of these days? Are you out of Nashville?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Franklin, just south of Nashville. But yeah, I mean, essentially Nashville.
Okay. How long you been there?
Eight years. 8 years.
8 years. And you've been doing music this whole time in Nashville, right?
No, actually, I have not. I moved to Nashville because my wife told me that we're moving to Nashville to take care of her brothers who were in high school at the time. One was in middle school, one was in high school. And her mom is a traveling nurse. So she was like, we're going to go over here and do that. And I was like, okay, cool. So we moved over to Nashville. I opened up my own trucking company at the time. And, you know, we ran that for a little while. And then I decided, you know what? God told me to go entertain the world, so I'm going to. And I closed down the trucking company and now sing songs for a living.
Wow. You're one of the rare people who lived in Nashville before starting the music. Wow.
Yeah, like, I'm telling you, I tell people all the time, man, I got weirdly lucky.
Right place just to start your career.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I got weirdly lucky, dude. There's people in Nashville who have been waiting on record deals for 10, maybe 15 years, right? And, I mean, it just worked out for me to where I got one in about 6 months.
Wow. That's awesome, man. And speaking of things that were in the past, I know you used to play, was it football and basketball in college, right?
Football and baseball.
Football and baseball. Okay.
Yeah, half of it, right? I will still dunk on y'all. Don't get that twisted.
Football and baseball. Did you do all that for all 4 years?
No, actually. I left college early to go play arena football because I wanted to get paid. I was tired of not making money. And went and played arena ball for a while. During my time of playing arena ball, I also played in some minor league baseball stuff. And then kind of just said, okay, am I going to go play in the NFL now, or am I going to go to the CFL? And my wife said, it's time to get a real job. And I said, okay, we're singing songs.
Well, I guess you could always go back to college. They're paying athletes now. You might have some eligibility left.
I'm telling you right now, if I was in college, I would make millions of dollars in there because I would just sell myself with that NIL stuff or whatever it is. These fools are getting paid, dude.
Different times, man. Different times.
Yeah, now I feel like an old man because I'm like, yeah, back in my day, we didn't get paid.
That's too funny. So you did arena football for how long?
I played arena football for about 2 years.
2 years? Okay, cool, cool. And did you just say, I'm done with this, or, you know, it's just not fun anymore, or maybe you get injured? What was kind of that ending point?
No, man, it was actually like my wife literally told me, hey, it's time to really consider doing something else because, like, arena in the arena league, you're not really paying your bills, right? Mm-hmm. You're chasing a dream, right?
Right.
And I played with a lot of guys who were former NFL guys who came down and, you know, they may have just gotten cut and needed some more film to go get on another team or whatever, right? And, man, I balled out and I had a great time and I got a lot of NFL calls, but I didn't want to be a roster guy. Like, I didn't want to be that guy that you cut every 6 weeks just to make room for the next O lineman or linebacker you may need or whatever, right? And so instead of being a roster guy, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and shut this down and figure out what I'm going to do in life. And here we are.
Well, glad you decided to pursue music. And speaking of your music, would you describe yourself as country rap or country hip hop? How does that label go? I know we shouldn't even go by labels anymore with music since things are so diverse, but what's kind of what you tell people?
Bro, honestly, like, I tell people all the time that I'm not even country rap. Like, because if you think about it, if you listen to my music, you know I'm not a rapper. And being from Louisiana, I grew up in hip hop culture, right?
Right?
And I don't like claiming that I'm a rapper when I'm not. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a weird dynamic to explain, but, like, people who grew up in the hip-hop world understand that hip-hop is a genre of itself, and not everybody has lived the life that they can claim to be in hip-hop, right?
Right.
But I would say that if you look at Yellow Wolf, and you look at Jelly Roll,
mm-hmm.
and you look at me, whatever genre you put those two successful bastards in, just throw me in there because we basically do the same thing.
Yeah, I've seen Yellow Wolf. And, of course, we're no stranger to hip-hop over here in Atlanta.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something. That's the thing about Atlanta that I love the most is, you know, at the end of the day in Atlanta, you'll get R&B, hip-hop, country, and a little bit of blues in the same concert.
Yep. And so when it comes to your style of music, was this something that you just did out of the gate, or did you kind of perfect this over several years?
Man, I like to say that I started this sound, and it's, I guess, not fair to kind of say if you really look at it and break it down, because Colt Ford, who is my buddy and an absolute legend, is the pioneer of this kind of country crossover sound, mm-hmm. right? And then you got guys like Upchurch, Jelly Roll, Yellow Wolf, Adam Calhoun,
Moonshine Bandit.
Yeah, like, you got a bunch of guys, but those dudes rap, right?
Some of those guys are much harder rappers, yes, 100%.
Yeah, but I'm talking about straight rap. They got bars. That's what they're doing, right? Mm-hmm. Well, me, I grew up listening to Nelly, Pac, and George Strait at the exact same bonfire, right?
Yep.
And so, like, what I decided was to take the cultures that I experienced and I grew up in and put it into one big melting pot of who I am. Now, there's some songs that you may hear me rap, but 99% of the time, you're going to hear me singing on a flowy type way on a beat that reminds you of a trap song, but still puts you back in that same vibe of Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
Right, right. Yeah. I was definitely getting that vibe from the album. And speaking of the album, Ride For Me, the brand new album that you guys are releasing. I gave it a listen, man. I like it. I like it. It's coming out next week because we're recording this a week before. I think it's coming out on the 22nd, right?
Yeah, man. 22nd. I'm very, very, very happy about this project, man. And I know for all your listeners, man, I know that a lot of people come on and they're like, oh yeah, man, I'm so happy about this project, blah, 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 because it's, you know, the next project. I'm telling y'all right now, this one right here, I'm very proud of because I did nothing but bust my tail to make this project into what exactly it needs to be. And I feel like it's finally going to tell the story of who I am as an artist and as a man.
Yeah, because you had a couple of EPs before this and you've released some singles, right? You didn't have any other albums, right?
No, I've never had an album out. So this is my debut album with my record label, Average Joe's. But like the stuff I put out before I signed with Average Joe's was just kind of stuff that I put together to make sure that it kind of like started telling a story. And it was me trying to figure out who I was, who I am, you know, things like that. And as I was trying to figure those things out, it kind of led to, okay, hold on. This is where I want to go. This is the style of music I want to do. Let's tell the story. And then Average Joe's, who I couldn't be who I am without him, decided, hey, let's tell the world who you are. And that's what we're doing.
Nice. And so I think you've only released maybe two or three songs from the album. So I think they got a whole lot of songs that they haven't even heard before about to come out.
Yeah, there's about to be a whole bunch of new songs on this album that no one's ever heard. They haven't been released yet, but we did include a lot of the songs that we've already released that everybody has fun with.
Ah, yeah, I liked a lot of those songs. Let me look at some of the list here. I'll go through some of the ones. I got a few notes on some of the songs, kind of my thoughts. And if you wanted to mention anything about any of these songs, you know, feel free. But Diplo, starting it out, man, I like that, man. It comes in with that really catchy acoustic guitar. And then man, that party bass.
I really appreciate that. I don't mean to interrupt you, but Diplo is one I'm very proud of. The reason why I'm very proud of Diplo is Diplo gives that vibe of what I am as a man. And I'm fun. I like to have a good time. But I also want y'all to know that, like, it's all about these women in this world having fun, too. And you know what? Let's all have fun together. That's what I love about that track.
It's a good track, man. I like that. That acoustic guitar, man. I kept going back and wanting to listen to more of that. That was really catchy guitar.
Thank you, bro. Yeah, the guys who put that thing together, man, did a great job.
And then Ride For Me has that super catchy chorus that got a little bit of auto tune in there that just like it sits really well with that. And that's a fun song.
Well, bro, I'm gonna be honest. Here's what's hilarious about that. The Ride For Me thing, you think it's auto tune, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, it's really not. And a lot of people, I've talked to a lot of people about this. It's not an auto-tune based song. What it is that you're hearing is you're hearing a really, really, really cool version of reverb.
Interesting.
And so what we did was, is I don't know if you've heard of like Dolby Atmos or whatever, mm-hmm. how the big guys are mixing now, right? We were doing a version of that before Dolby Atmos became like what it is, right? Now, we weren't doing what Dolby's doing now, where you can like move things all around the world, right? But we took reverb in that song and made reverb our friend to allow people to feel an experience of the song while hearing the tone of the song. So you think it's auto-tuned, but it's not, because it's allowing you to catch the vibe of the actual track.
Interesting. Yeah, it's a cool sound to it. I liked it. I
appreciate
it.
Yeah, thank you, man.
I didn't think of it as auto-tune in terms of like, you know, correcting anything, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of tunes that I actually do like that sound. But yeah, that's interesting the way you describe it.
Bubba, let me tell you something, dude. I don't care even if you were saying that about auto-tune. You know why?
Why?
Adele can walk into the studio and sing however she sings, right? Guess what? The computer loves me either way, and I don't care if you have a problem with auto-tune or not. At the end of the day, I ain't mad at it at all.
And the music video, man, I watched the music video for that song, and there was a couple of parts in there that I just started laughing. The skateboard ramp little bit that you had in there where you're about to drop in on the skateboard ramp and then you just chicken out and slide down. I thought that was hilarious.
Okay. All right. We're going to get real real quick. Okay. For everybody out there who knows anything about athletics, I was a two sport All-American in high school for 4 straight years. Okay. I cannot do a board sport to save my life, whether it be snowboarding, wakeboarding, surf, it doesn't matter. If it's a board, I cannot do it. Okay. When they put me on that skateboard and said, drop in, I was like, y'all are out of your mind. And I was truly terrified.
So they said, do this for the music video to look cool.
Yeah. And I was truly terrified.
Well, it's probably good you didn't drop in. Dropping in, I mean, you could wreck yourself pretty easily on that. I've seen people do it all the time.
Brother, you could put me in some skates and I would have dropped in like a champion. The moment they said it was a skateboard, I said, we got a problem, boys.
So that was funny. I like you putting that in there. It was a nice little thing. Just reminding you didn't take this video too seriously. And I thought that was funny. And
brother, I don't even take life seriously.
And then, of course, you know, I do have to mention, you were definitely taking your hands and your eyes off the road and off the wheel when you were driving that car and looking in the camera singing. It looked a little dangerous.
Ah, it was a controlled environment, people. All right. It was a controlled environment. Y'all don't go out there and think I'm driving down the road just singing Ride For Me while I'm looking at a camera on Interstate 65 headed south. No, sirree, Bob. All right. Controlled environment. But I will tell everybody, don't text and drive. It's dangerous.
That's right. That's right. Another song that I liked, Tip My Hat, man, that has a little bit of a darker feel to it. I thought that kind of stood out from the rest of the stuff that you had on there. It's, you know, a little bit of dangerous elements to it. I liked it.
Well, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, like that song's a little different. And the reason why I say it was a little different was it's a song where, A, I was trying to show the world, hey, I can sing too. B, I wanted the world to know exactly what I thought about certain situations, right? And then, you know, C, it was one of those things of I was trying to get on Yellowstone.
Yeah, I could see that.
And when Yellowstone didn't call me, I said, you know what? To hell with Yellowstone, I'm putting this out. And we put it out and it's a banger. And I was like, let's go.
And then Crash Course, I thought that was cool. That was a little bit more of a country vibe song.
Yeah, Crash Course a little different though.
Yeah.
It's a little different in the way that you're telling a story. Like a lot of dudes in country music will tell the story of like, it's always the Prince Charming gets the girl at the end, right? Or you're drinking too much whiskey and now you're drunk and you're hiding under your pillow. But Crash Course does a great job of telling the story of what's real. And what's real is sometimes you love a girl you can't have right now. And when you can't have her right now and you see her with another man, at some point you're on the verge of a crash course and you're going to end up going head to head and you got to figure it out. And that's what that song tells the story of.
Interesting. And then I liked Amnesia. That was a cool song. It had a country and a kind of rock vibe to it. I liked that.
Thank you, brother. It's one of my favorites, to be honest. Amnesia is one of my favorites because Amnesia is a song that we wrote that allowed me to be able to talk a little bit of that trash, right? While also still telling people I was hurt.
Mm.
And I wanted people to understand my emotions in my life. Like everything I sing is something I've gone through.
And then I think probably one of my favorite tracks on the album, probably one of my top 2 or 3 is the last one, Tailgate Party, man. That was one of my favorites. Feel good. Summer fun drinking song or driving around song in the summer with the windows down. I like that.
Dude, I love tailgate party. We wrote tailgate party literally hammered. We were hammered. And we were like, hey, what should we write right now? And I was like, bro, we need a football song, like a tailgate song. And everybody was like, are you sure? And I was like, tailgate song. And then all of a sudden, I went, it's a tailgate party. Yeah. And as soon as I said that, I was like, oh, that's it. And we ran with it. And I swear we killed it. I cannot wait for everybody to hear that one.
That one's going to be a fun one. That's a nice summer song coming right out in time.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of some of the ones that stood out to me that I really enjoyed from the album. So these next questions are what we close with and ask everyone.
Let's go.
Yeah. So first question, what would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Whiskey is really not your friend.
Whiskey's not your friend.
That's what I would tell my 21-year-old self. Whiskey is not your friend, and it is okay to understand that you don't know everything.
Good answer. And it's ironic you said that, because here's my next question. What are you drinking lately? And if you don't drink alcohol, it could be anything refreshing you like to drink.
Oh, brother, I drink a lot of alcohol. Right now, I am on a top shelf tequila kick.
Ah.
I drink a lot of Reposados, and I do not drink cheap tequila ever.
No cheap tequila, only the good stuff.
Yeah, and everybody that's listening, it ain't because I'm rich. I just got bougie taste. Leave me alone.
On the rocks, margaritas, or straight up? You know, what does it look like for you guys?
Straight poured in a cup neat, baby. That's all I got.
Straight poured in the cup neat. Do you chill it?
Hey, I'm drinking it out the bottle right now in the car.
Warm?
Yeah, I'm sitting here waiting to go into sound check. Hey, we having fun. And I'm like, you know what? Better take a sip.
The warm temperature doesn't burn too much?
Ain't nothing burn. The only thing that burns is what you allow to burn, and I don't allow shit to burn me, baby.
So as you know, this is Rock Down South. So what is something, or maybe a couple things that come to mind, that you love about the South?
Oh, man. Let me tell you something. If I'm going to sit here and talk about the South, this could take a long time. But to make it short, I am a man who has grown up and been born and raised in the South. And what I love about the South is I love yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am. I love yes, sir, and no, sir. I love holding the door for a woman or a man at Walmart when you're going into the grocery store. I love the fact that women in the South are held to a higher standard than men, because they are held on a pedestal that allows them to hold that standard. And it is a man's responsibility to earn that pedestal from that woman. I love that Jesus is king down here. And as we're walking this life, we know in the South that no matter what you do, at the end of the day, the good Lord's got your back.
Amen to that.
To keep it short and sweet, man, what I love about the South is I love the respect that the South brings.
Wonderful answer, man. That's one of the better ones. I love it.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much, Austin, for being a part of the show today. Where can people find and connect with you online?
Man, y'all can find me on all social medias at Austin Tolliver Music. And that's two L's, all right? Don't misspell me now. Two L's. Austin Tolliver Music. I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Apple Music, Spotify, all that stuff, man. If you want to find me, you can find me, I promise. Watch out for the fake people. I ain't asking for money.
And do you have anything going on that you want to let the people know about?
Yeah, man, I would like for everybody to know right now that my buddy Philip Good just released a single. And his single that just came out, what's the title, bub?
Saddle Up Girl.
Saddle Up Girl. My boy Philip just released a single called Saddle Up Girl. And Philip's onto some big things, man. And he's a really good friend of mine.
We are on some big things.
Yes, sir, we are. And he supports me and I support him. But I want everybody to know, man, that this business is not always just about what can one artist do versus the next. Sometimes it's about what can we all do together. And I would really like if everybody out there went and searched the people that are in my life and supported them, like Philip Good, and came to our shows and came to Philip's shows when I'm not there. And, you know, just keep supporting the team and the family, man, because that's what we're doing around here. We're building a family, and we want to show everybody that, you know what, the way people did it in the past, it ain't the way we're doing it.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I had an absolute blast talking with Austin, and as you can tell, he's super high energy and absolutely hilarious. Plus, he's got some really catchy and fun music that I think you guys will like. So make sure to go follow Austin on all of his social media pages and give his debut album, Ride For Me, a listen. Check out all our content at rockdownsouth.com and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter for the latest updates. And as always, the views and opinions expressed by our guests are theirs and don't necessarily reflect our own. I'm Mark, and you've been listening to Rock Down South. See y'all next time.